好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
父神，我们恭敬把这一段时间交托在你面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we solemnly commit this following time to your hands.
请你给我们智慧。
Please give us wisdom.
开启我们心中的眼睛。
To open the hearts in our eyes.
帮助我们明白你律法中的奇妙。
And help us to understand the mystery of your law.
更重要的，让我们在今天这种不容易生活的二十世纪，能够应用在我们的生活岗位中。
Especially help us to apply today's life into the position that we face.
我们同心仰望你。
We look up to you in one heart.
这样祈求祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen. 请我们打开创世纪第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
那今天要从第一节，我们看完十六节。
We will study verse 1 to verse 16.
创世纪第四章一到十六节。
Genesis 4, verse 1 to 16.
昨天我们没有读经，今天经文比较短，所以我们这十六节我们一起同声来读。
Yesterday we did not read the scripture, but today this passage is not very long, so we can read together.
第一节一起来。
Verse 1.
有一天。那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐，便说耶和华使我得了一个男子，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说：你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。耶和华对该隐说：你兄弟亚伯在哪里？他说：我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？耶和华说：你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。现在你必从这地受咒诅，你种地必不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。该隐对耶和华说：我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的，你如今赶逐我离开这地，以致不见你面，我必流离飘荡在地上，凡遇见我的必杀我。耶和华对他说：凡杀该隐的必遭报七倍。耶和华就给该隐立一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。好，第十六节一起来。于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去住在伊甸东边挪得之地。我们教会有一个青年团契。
There's a youth fellowship in our church.
那刚好今天我的翻译是我们青年团契的负责同工。
And I'm kind of help out in the youth fellowship.
那有一天，他们每一个团契的这些 teenager， 他们就写给他们的牧师写一封信。
One day, the teenager wrote the pastor a letter.
他们写信给牧师，写很多好听的话。
They wrote a lot of good words to the
很多感谢的话。
A lot of words of thanksgiving.
很多赞美的话。
A lot of praise too.
那天当我一连收到差不多一二十封信的时候，我心里很高兴。
And that day, when I was receiving like up to 20 letters, I was very happy.
也很感动。
And I was very touched.
他们是主日学的一个 project， 要给牧师写信。
Special project from Sunday school. They had to write a letter to the pastor.
那我在那天收到信后，我觉得我从神那里得到很大的祝福。
At that time when I got all this letter, I felt like I received a lot of blessing from the Lord.
一下子，好像我跟这些小弟兄、小姐妹们那个距离变得很近。
And all of a sudden, I felt like the distance between me and my the young people was very close.
有一位小弟兄在他的信上这样写。
There was a young brother he wrote in his letter.
他说：“我相信做一位牧师一定不容易。
Yes, I believe it must not be very easy to become a pastor.
但是你做得很好。
But you have done a good job.
然后他说 ：But dear pastor.
So, but dear pastor.
即使工作那么样不容易。
Because indeed the work was so hard.
工作那样的辛苦。
It's so difficult.
But.
but
take it easy.
Take it easy.
他说，请你放轻松一点。很多时候我们工作很累，很疲倦。
A lot of times you work very hard and you feel real tired.
我们会对自己说，或者平常我们彼此对说 ，take it easy.
A lot of times we say to ourselves or say to each other and say take it easy.
但有些时候，我们要把这句话用在另外一种不同的场合。
But a lot of times we need to apply this saying to some other situation.
当我的脾气快要爆炸的时候
，at the time when our temper is about to explode,
我们应当说 take it easy.
We have to say to ourselves take it easy.
当我有一些事情很不满。我对一些事情正开始酝酿里面的一些不满的情绪。
At times we're kind of dissatisfied, we're kind of upset about something.
不止在要求别人工作很辛苦的时候 take it easy, 这句话可以在这个时候也可以应用。
Not only that we ask people them not to work so hard, but to take it easy, we need to apply that to ourselves.
在创世纪第十章一到十六节是在表达这个主题。
And Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 16 is talking about a similar situation.
在我们人生的旅途中间，这样的情况常常遭遇到。
In our journey of life, we oftentimes face this kind of situation.
但当我们遭遇到这样的情形的时候，我们是用怎样的态度来面对它呢？
When we're faced with this kind of situation, what kind of attitude should we take on?
经文第一节这里说，亚当跟夏娃他们同住以后。
In the first one, it says after Adam laid with his wife Eve.
夏娃就怀孕生了孩子，叫该隐。
Eve became pregnant and gave birth.
以后又生了一个孩子，第二个名字就叫亚伯。
And the second son came, his name was Abel.
昨天我们看到第一章、第二章、第三章。
Yesterday we studied chapter 1, 2, and 3.
在第三章，当上帝所造的人不愿意照着上帝所规定的、上帝所创造的世界，照着上帝的规定活在他的世界的时候。
In chapter 3, we were looking at a bunch of people who did not like to live under the way that God planned for them to live.
人跟上帝的关系已经有了一个隔阂。
And they became a barrier between God and man.
所以众线的关系已经不完全了。
So the relationship wasn't very complete.
当众线的关系，人与神的关系不完全以后，那么人与人之间那平面的关系相继的也开始产生问题。
When there was a problem with the vertical relationship between God and man, the horizontal relationship between men and man became incomplete.
所以在这里，亚伯跟该隐他们产生问题。
And that's when Abel and Cain had problems.
这是兄弟的泥墙之争。
And the brothers were jealous of each other.
这是人间的争夺跟仇恨。
It is a kind of problems and hatred that human beings face.
事实上，这不过只是一个开始。从创世纪第十章，你一直往下读到创世纪最后一章，这是人类的故事，一直到今天都是如此。
But actually, this is a kind of human history, starting from first Genesis chapter 4 all the way to the end of Genesis, and all the way to nowadays in human history.
比如接下来，以撒跟以实玛利。
And later on, it was we studied Isaac and Ishmael.
接下来，雅各和他的兄弟以扫。
And also Esau and his brother Jacob.
那在接下来，约瑟跟他其他的十一个兄，其他的兄弟们。
And also Joseph and his eleven brothers.
整个创世纪可以说记载接下来都是这些兄弟泥墙之争，人与人之间的人际问题，人际关系出了问题。
In fact, the whole book of Genesis was a recording of all the problems between brothers, between men and men.
在这里说亚伯是牧羊的。
And here it says that Abel was a shepherd.
该隐是种地的。
And Cain was a farmer.
所以在崇拜的时候，他们两个人同时来到上帝的面前，把他们的供物献给上帝。
So when they came to worship God, they offer up what they had.
可是经文只这样记载，只是上帝看中亚伯跟他的供物，却看不中该隐跟和他的供物。
So all the Bible says was the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor.
怎么会这样子呢？
How come there was this way?
传统的解释。
The traditional explanation was
是说，该隐这里所献上的供物是一个随便的供物。
That Cain was offering a kind of sloppy offering.
而亚伯却是精挑细选，选上最好的献上。
But Cain picked the best of the offering to offer to God.
传统的解释是说，亚伯这里所献上的是一种诚心诚意的，自己满心感谢的诚心的献上。
So according to the traditional explanation, Abel offered up was a very serious offering. He offered up with the bottom of his heart.
而该隐所献上的却是相反的。
But what Cain offered was just the opposite.
所以上帝看重的是人内心的品质。
So what God looked upon was what was in the person's.
这是第一种解释。
So that's the first kind of explanation.
另外有一种解释是用新约的经文来解释旧约 发生的事情。
Another kind of explanation that utilized the scriptures from the New Testament to explain what happened in the Old Testament.
在希伯来书十一章四节。
In Hebrew chapter 11, verse 10.
这里说到亚伯是一个有信心的人。
And here I talk about Abel was a man with faith.
他因着信心就献祭给神。
He offered the sacrifice according to his faith.
圣经说他比该隐所献上的更美。
And so the Bible says he offered a better sacrifice. I'm sorry, it's verse 4, chapter 11, verse 4. It said, by faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice.
另外一处的经文在约翰一书第三章十二节。
Another passage was from 1 John.
那里说到该隐是一个恶者，该隐是那属恶者的。
And in here, it says Cain was it was the evil one.
第三处的经文出现在犹大书第十一节。
And then the third passage was on the book of Jude.
那里甚至说该隐的道路是错误的道路，是引向灭亡的道路。
In verse 11, it says they have taken the way of Cain, and the way of Cain was the wrong way.
但事实上，这些经文都没有解释为什么该隐是那属恶的，为什么是引到那错误的、引到灭亡的道路的解释。
But all these passages did not explain why Cain was an evil one and why Cain's way was a wrong way.
但我们只把这三节的经文拿来做一个统合，就说提到在创世纪这里所说的是该隐他所献上的，为什么上帝不喜悦？
But we can summarize from these few verses that to kind of make an explanation on why the offering that Cain offered was that the Lord did not look on with favor.
只因为他不是因着信献祭，只因为他是属恶者，只因为他的道路是引向灭亡的道路，所以我们就总结说，在第四章这里所提到的，该隐所献上的是不讨神喜悦的，不是上帝看不中的一种献物。
So in summary, that we could see that Cain did not offer with faith, and he was an evil one, and his way was wrong. So the Lord did not like his offering.
但如果我们只从创世纪第四章这个上下文来读。
But you don't study Genesis alone.
这个故事的本身以及刚才的这几个说法，好像都超出了这个经文想说的。
And all these other explanations almost like is extra of like outside of what the passage was actually saying.
事实上，当我在读经的时候，我有这样的感受。
So when I myself study the Bible, I have this kind of.
我们可以很简单的说，这个事情就是当他们两个人把东西献上给神的时候，哎，有一件事情突然发生了。
So actually, what happened was when these two people was offering a sacrifice to the Lord, something happened.
上帝有他的自由自主权。
The Lord has his own free will.
他可以选择接受，选择拒绝。
He can choose to accept, he can choose not to accept.
那为了这个故事要继续的能够下去，要表达一个真理出来，一定要有一件事情发生。
In order to have the story to unfold and to manifest a point, something has to happen.
所以就在这个时刻，有一件事情发生了，为了要把这个真理能够记载下来，让我们学习。
So something happened so that the truth can be recorded, so that we can learn from it.
所以到了第六节、第七节。
So in verse 6 and 7.
当第五节说，神看不中该隐和他的供物，接下来经文说该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
So when we read that Cain, the offering Cain offered was not looked on in favor, so Cain was very angry and his face was downcast.
事实上，上帝看不中该隐的供物，在作者的笔法中间，只不过要带出这一段经文第六节、第七节所要陈述的真理而已。
In fact, the reason why the author of Genesis wrote down that Cain was offering was not accepted. He actually wanted to bring out a truth that's going to be written recorded in verse 6 and 7.
如果想想在你我的人生中间有很多情况都是如此。
If you kind of think of your own lives, a lot of situations was the same way.
你会觉得人生是不公平的。
And you kind of feel that life is unfair.
有些人生下来生在将相之家。
A lot of people that are born into rich families.
有些人生下来是在贫寒之家。
A lot of people born into poor families.
有些人生下来，哎，就是天生面容姣好。
And some are born with a very pretty face.
有些人生下来，就是不是长得那么好看。
And some don't look that good.
有一些人的倾向就是喜欢接近他。
And some to kind of like has such kind of personality that people like to be close to them.
有一些人，他们生下来好像就是常常就说站在角落一样，不被人注意。
Yeah, a lot of people just kind of like hide in the corners and it's not being they don't attract attention.
有时候我们对一些有钱人比较有头有脸的讲话比较客气。
A lot of times we talk to people who are with wealth and fame, we kind of be more polite.
有些时候有一些人，你跟他讲话就觉得你可以随便一点，不客气一点，讲话就是不用客套，而且很不在乎。
Yeah, like some other people that you kind of look at them and you say, well, I don't need to be, you know, too polite to them.
你对一些人很尊重。
And you respect some.
有些你对一些人不尊重。
And you don't respect the others.
如果你在送礼物的时候，你也有这样的感觉。
When you give a present, you can have that kind of feeling.
有些时候你要送礼物给某一个人，你觉得这个礼物不够，要送大一点。
Sometimes you kind of want to give a present to a certain person and you kind of feel like your present is not big enough, you need to get a bigger gift.
有时候你觉得啊，反正随便没关系，送一个小小礼物够了，可以了。
For some other people, you kind of think that, well, just any present would do, something small.
有些时候一个人讲话可以很大声。
And sometimes someone can speak real loudly.
有些时候讲话很小声。
And sometimes you speak real softly.
很多时候人的情形是锦上添花。
And sometimes what you do is like just something, it's kind of like icing on a cake.
但是雪中送炭是难得之举。
But what's difficult is when you try to, you know, do something good for people in despite of difficulty.
如果你要继续说，人生真是有很多不公平的事情。
But if you kind of take it seriously, you can see that there's a lot of unfairness.
这里两个人来到上帝面前，同样的把他们的献物献给神。
So two people came before God and they wanted to give offering to God.
上帝看中一个。
The Lord look on favor to one.
看不中另外一个。
And but he did not look on with favor.
我们从父母而来，生在这个世上，在我们的人群中间，很多时候我们遇到同样的事情。
A lot of times we face a similar situation.
但重要是在这里面要表达一个很重要的真理。
But in here, it wants to tell you a very important truth.
虽然在人生的世上有很多不公平的事情，环绕在我周围里面有很多这样不平衡的事。
Despite of all this unfairness around us.
但是你我有一个抉择权。
But we all have a choice.
怎么样来面对这样的环境？
How do we face this kind of situation?
很多时候人回应这种遭遇的方式，就像该隐这里所说的，他大大的发怒，变了脸色。
A lot of people's reaction was just like that of Cain. Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast.
所以主题信息出来了，耶和华就对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？
So the Lord asked Cain, say, why were you angry?
你为什么变脸呢？
Why are your face downcast?
其实耶和华他是全知的神，他必然知道该隐会这样发怒。
In fact, the Lord knows everything. He's omniscient, and he knew why Cain was angry.
但这样的安排只不过为了要使该隐这个表现能够表现出来。
This kind of arrangement is just to let Cain show his reaction.
所以上帝启示作者把这样的经文记载下来，让我们要看见第七节整个关键的信息跟重点。
So what the Lord wants us to see is actually what's happening in verse 7.
他要告诉我们，在人生这样事情常常会发生的。
He's telling us that this kind of thing happens all the time in our lives.
但我们应当用怎么样的态度来面对它呢？
But what you have to take on is important.
有三件事情。
There's three things.
特别在第六节这里提到，我们有三件事情可以来面对。
In verse 6, it mentions that three things that we can do.
第一件事情是我们不要被这个环境所胜。
One is we should not be overcome by our circumstances.
主耶神在这里说。
The Lord said,
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？
He said, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted?
尽管这个世上也不公平，
But in fact, this is not fair either.
但你仍然可以选择行好。
But you can still be, you can still do right.
你可以信实的生活下去。
And you can still live right, from now on.
对别人受到祝福，而该隐这里拿采取一种消极的态度，是他至终受到咒诅的基本原因。
The reason why Cain was being cursed was because he was angry when other people was being blessed.
看到别人祝福受祝福，
and he saw that other people were being blessed.
我心里不高兴。
So he is not happy in his heart.
用另外一个角度来说，本来我是可以受到祝福的，但因为我嫉妒别人、猜忌别人、看见别人受祝福，我心里不高兴，我就得到咒诅。
So turn it around. In other words.Say, I should be the one who should be blessed, but I'm not the one being blessed now, it's somebody else being blessed, so I get angry, and that's the reason for his curse.
所以同样的，你我的回应，你我的态度，也是决定我们是否得祝福或者得咒诅的基本原因。
So the way that we react determines what kind of, whether we're being cursed or whether we're being blessed.
人与人之间的相处不容易。
In the interpersonal relationship is not easy.
人与人之间要对别人发出祝福更不容易。
And dealing with each other to show blessings to others is even harder.
我很喜欢今天早上的那样的信心的宣告。
And this morning, the kind of proclamation of faith I really like.
祝福别人。
You need to bless others.
常常我们不能祝福别人，因为看见别人得祝福，我们就心里就觉得难受。
A lot of times we don't feel comfortable blessing others because when we see others being blessed, we kind of feel jealous.
我们看到别人买了新车子，祝福他。
We see other people get some other people get a new car, we should congratulate them.
看到别人生了小孩。
You see, see others having a new baby.
想想自己怎么年纪也不小了，就是生不出来。
You kind of like think of yourself, you're not young anymore, but you just can't have a baby.
祝福别人。
Go bless others.
看见自己的同事们、自己的朋友们、我的同工们，他们每一个人都节节高升。
And you see your colleagues and your friends, they're all being promoted.
可是我一二十年来总是在同样一个老位置。
But you've been working there for 20 years and you're in the same position.
你心里不平。
And you kind of feel very unfair.
但是你还是应当要祝福别人。
But you still should bless others.
别人的学校、别人的孩子的学孩子们、别人家的孩子们，他们进哈佛、进这个 Stanford。
And you see other people's kids, they all go to college in Harvard and Stanford.
我自己的孩子没有办法。
But my own kid can make it.
心里就很不高兴。
So you feel real bad inside.
但这里的原则告诉我们，祝福别人。
But this principle here, we learn that we should bless others.
别人学校毕业马上找到工作。
And this person that graduated from school is right immediately and finds a job.
我自己还在挣扎。
And you're still struggling.
但是你仍然原则是不变的，祝福他。
But your principle shouldn't change. You should still bless him.
看看我周围的人，他们都比我更有人缘。
And you see the people around you, they kind of like have a good way with people.
你是心里又嫉妒又羡慕。
You kind of like jealous, yeah, and kind of like admire him.
那种心里的不平衡。
And it's kind of imbalance in your life.
我们可以自己选择是祝福还是咒诅。
You can choose whether to curse or to bless.
很有趣，人很不容易说祝福别人的话。
It's very interesting. It's so difficult for a person to say the words of blessing.
但是咒诅、批评、变脸，这却常常是我们的专长。
But cursing and the criticism is a very easy thing to do.
你是一位心中容易嫉妒的人呢？
Are you someone who gets jealous very easily?
还是你是一位默默的，或者是公开的，常常会用祝福别人话语来表达你自己的人？
Or you're always blessing people in public as well as in private.
其实上帝巴不得把他的祝福给我们。
Indeed, the Lord wants to give us his blessings.
但常常那种抉择权是在我，我们常常是自取咒诅。
However, a lot of times it's us ourselves who choose to be cursed.
所以这一段的经文帮助我们做第一个活动。
So this first part half of the passage helps us to take on the first activity.
在我们的人生旅途中间，当我们下一次在遇见这样的境况的时候
，In our journey of life, next time you're faced with the same kind of situation,
让我们做一个动作。
Let's do this action.
做一个深呼吸。
Let's take a deep breath.
然后你告诉你自己。
And then you tell yourself.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
哎，放轻松一点。不要像这里的该隐一样，他变了脸色。
Don't be like Cain. Here, his face was turned.
如果那我在我里面的那个不平衡开始要产生了。
When this kind of imbalance starts to show in your heart.
我要变脸，要发怒了。
And you're getting angry, your face is going to turn color.
那我们应当怎么样?
What should you do?
深呼吸。
You should take a deep breath.
然后你告诉自己。
And you tell yourself.
放轻松一点。
Take it easy.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
我们需要明白罪的狡猾跟破坏力。
We understand the power of sin and the power of its destruction.
刚才我们提到不但不要被环境所胜，这里我们要明白罪有它的破坏力。
And just now we mentioned that we should not be overcome by circumstances. And here we understand that the sin has a destructive power.
明白一件事情有破坏力，已经在帮助我们能够克服越过那个环境了。
If we know that certain thing has a destructive power, and it is already helping us to overcome this situation.
罪常常是很积极的，预备踏出任何一个可能破坏性的攻击的行动和机会。
Sin always makes use of all kind of opportunity to show his destructive force.
第七节中间的这段经文说，罪就伏在门前。
And here, verse 7, it says sin was crouching at the door.
啊，英文翻得很好，这里说 sin crouches. 这个希伯来文这里的这个罪字是一个很有趣的名字。
In Hebrew, this word sin is a very interesting word.
如果说也是。经文在旧约中第一次罪的出现。
And you can say that this word sin is the first time that appears in the scripture.
是一个这个罪字是一个阴性的名词，阴性女性的名词。
This is a feminine noun.
那希伯来文的原则，如果是女性的名词，后面要加上一个动作，是要跟着女性的这个字尾才对。
Okay. In order to in the Hebrew language, since this word, this noun is sin is feminine, it has to be followed by a verb that's also a feminine.
然而它的这个字尾加上它的后面的动作的词性，却不跟着它的名词阴性的来转变，却加上一个阳性的动词在背后，在后面。
But in here, it's followed by a masculine verb instead of feminine verb.
所以这里的意思很简单。
So the meaning is very simple.
就是说罪是一个名词，看起来是很温柔的。
So the sin was as a noun, and you look at it, it's kind of feminine, it's kind of gentle.
是驯良的。
It's kind of good.
像一个女生。
It's like a female.
但是它动起来的时候却非常凶猛。
But when it's put into action, it's just like a male.
有男性化的动作。
It's a masculine action.
所以这是罪的一种狡猾地方。
So this is the trickiness of the sin.
也是罪为什么是那样可怕？这里经文说他在那里随时伏在门前要吞噬我们。
This is why sin is such a scary thing. In the scripture, it says sin is crouching at the door. It decides to take any chance to overcome.
所以该隐在这里，他处理心中生气、忧郁、沮丧的方法，正好给这个心中的给罪一个很好的可乘的机会。
So when Cain was nursing his wound, when he was getting angry, he has given sin a wonderful opportunity to attack.
圣经这里说，罪必恋慕你。
And the Bible says, sin will be would desire to have you.
在该隐的他的下意识里面，好像有一股兽性的冲动，就像是弗洛伊德自己所讲的这个本能性的意义的，要冒发出来。
So and in here, Cain, what follows? Cain almost have some sort of an animal instinct. Is ready to attack and to show.
其实弗洛伊德在讲到这种人性的最基本的层次，这个意义的层次，并没有什么了不起，在圣经第四章这里就记载了。
And so this is Freud.
Freud.
Freud is what Freud talk about. This kind of the animal instinct is showing.
这个兽性的冲动，如果不小心，再加上罪的恋慕，一下子他们一拍即合，就爆发，就冒出来。
The basic animal instinct and nature of human being, in addition to the sin, trying to take an opportunity, and all of a sudden it becomes very destructive.
那种破坏力是相当大，可以把一个人一生摧毁掉。
And this kind of destructive force is real great that it can actually ruin a person's life.
所以面对这样的事，我们不得不小心。
So facing with this kind of things, we have to be very careful.
你怎样来处理你心中的不平呢？
How do you deal with the imbalance?
处理你心中的生气呢？
How can you deal with the anger?
处理你内在的压抑跟沮丧呢？
How do you deal with the pressure and the hurt?
这个时候也正是最恋慕你的时候。
This is the time when sin desires to have you.
你要小心。
So you have to be careful.
该隐他没有小心应付。
Cain wasn't very careful in the way.
结果那个杀伤力很大，他就把他的弟弟杀了。
So he did. What ended up was that he killed his brother.
如果我们不这样小心处理，结果也会很悲惨。
If we are not careful in dealing with our,
因为那个事情的发生就在那一刹那之间。
Things can be very destructive too because it can happen just like that.
很快的，罪就伏在我们门前，一爆炸就爆发了。
Because sin is crouching at our door, so in just any instant, it will just explode.
同样的，如果这种事情开始在我心中有这样的意念的时候
，So the same thing, we kind of things is kind of like boiling inside you.
我们怎么样告诉自己呢
？What kind of things you tell yourself?
我们做一个属灵的深呼吸。
So you had to take a spiritual deep breath.
Hey, 告诉自己。
You have to tell yourself.
怎么样
？Take it easy.
放轻松一点。让圣灵进来。
So you had to let the Holy Spirit come in.
你说主啊。
So you say Lord.
帮助我。
Help me.
这是一个很紧要的关头。
And this is a very important time.
哎，很奇妙的，当你愿意做属灵的深呼吸，主就与我们同在。
It's very interesting when you're willing to take this spiritual deep breath, the Lord will be with us.
你那种兽性的冲动在里面，借着圣灵的帮助，就可以把它平除。
The kind of animal instinct will be calmed by the Lord.
当我们明白罪有这种狡猾的破坏力的时候，我们有这样的体会，做属灵的深呼吸，我们就可以克服那样的难处。
You understand that sin can be so destructive, and you will take this spiritual deep breath.
第三方面的认识，我们要明白我们有制服罪的能力。
And the third aspect is that you and we need to understand that we have a power to overcome sin.
第七节的最后一句话说，你却要制服他。
And the last part of the verse 7 says, you must master it.
表示上帝给我们有制服罪的能力。
The Lord gives us the power to master sin.
我们可以在这个门前，心门门口还没有罪产生破坏力的时候，就把它牵住。
We can grab sin, kind of like arrest it before it could do any destruction.
事实上，该隐圣经说他变了脸色，他该隐发怒，表面上是对着上帝。
In fact, when Cain was angry, when his face was downcast, he was angry at the Lord.
因为上帝看不中他的供物，所以他表面上是对上帝发怒。
So superficially, he was angry at the Lord because the Lord did not like his offering.
事实上，如果我们再往下面看深一点，事实上这个发怒也是对着他的兄弟而来的。
But you look deeper, his anger also was towards his brother.
所以对这个罪要制服他，需要有一些事情需要交代。
So if you need to master sin, you need to overcome sin. There's something that you need to know.
所以一个制服罪的途径需要的一个行动，就是该隐需要到亚伯那里去跟亚伯说好和好。
So the first thing that Cain should have done was that he should have gone to Abel and to reconcile with him.
当然，该隐在这里没有做。该隐这里因为被罪所沉，就把他兄弟杀了。
But of course, Cain didn't do it because he was being overcome by sin, so he ended up killing his brother.
但如果我们要有制服罪的能力，我们需要有一种去解决没有事情发生，说啊，兄弟，真对不起。
I said, brother, I'm sorry.
我真是不应该。
I shouldn't have done what I did.
我错了。
I was wrong.
上帝看中你的供物。
The Lord looked on with favor on your offering.
真好。
It was good.
上帝祝福你。
The Lord blessed you.
我心里也很高兴你能够受到这样的祝福。
I'm very pleased also that you received this blessing from the Lord.
有时候甚至可以把自己心里面表达说出来，我看到上帝对你的祝福的时候，起先我心里有点难受。
He could also have said that at first I was feeling bad.
当然更好的是对他的兄弟得到这样的祝福，能够祝福他。
And of course, what's better was to bless his brother when he received his blessings.
当然这种话不容易出口。
Of course, it's a very hard thing to say.
但上帝不要我们向罪低头。
But the Lord does not want us to bow down before sin.
求神给我们有向别人祝福，说祝福话语的能力。
So we had to ask God to give us this power to say some, to bless others.
即使这样的话不容易出口，但却是一个蒙福的途径。
It is a very hard word to say, but it's a channel of our blessing.
因为如果一个人不随便，一个人如果上帝绝不随便放弃那些不愿意和人和好，不愿意和人和好就是不愿意和上帝和好。对那些心里变怒、心里没有和平的人，上帝需要神会有他的一些行动和结果出来。
The Lord would have to deal with those who are unwilling to reconcile with his brothers.
如果我们向罪妥协，或者是我们没有面对这样的事情，把它处理完全，那么可能会有四个结果。
If we compromise with sins and we did not take a positive action, the four possible things that would happen to us.
第八节说，当该隐把他的兄弟杀了以后，第九节到第十节，我们看到第一个结果，他们没有和平的相处，没有把罪恶的事情解决，那么第一个结果就产生。
So in the following verses tells us what the consequences.
是神开主动的开调查庭。
So the Lord himself was trying Abel, I mean Cain.
在法律上来说，这是不告乃论。
What's 乃论？
没有那个。不用到法官那里去控告，法官自己直接提出控告。
Automatic registration by the judge. You don't even need to have an arrest or a charge or anything.
所以我们看见这里，上帝自己是审判官，他是检察官。
So the Lord himself was a judge here. He was also an inspector.
只要该隐活着一天，他里面上帝的声音永远在那里向他质询着、控告着。
So as long as Cain lives.The accusation from the Lord would be with him.
那声音说，你兄弟在哪里？
So this voice says, where was your brother?
你做了什么事情？
What have you done?
地里有声音在向我哀告，你到底做了什么？
So there was the voice accusing him, say, what have you done?
不要以为你向别人发怒、批评、怨恨、嫉妒，你以为人不知道。
Don't think that nobody would know when you were criticizing others, when you're jealous and you show hate to others. That nobody knew.
那即使人不知道，有一件事情我们需要明白，上帝知道。
people might not know, but one thing you need to know, the Lord will know.
是神在我们心里面做控告的工作。
Because the Lord will be the one who will be accusing us.
而且是主亲自向我们自己追讨。
And he will himself kind of pursuing it.
第九节、第十节，不但上帝主动开调查庭，十一节、十二节看见上帝主动审判。
And in the verse 9 and 10, the Lord himself had to try and also had to judge Cain.
上帝的审判是不容易受的。
And the judgment from the Lord is not something that you can take on lightly.
当神对该隐追讨的时候。
So when the Lord is trying to judge Cain,
该隐自己说，这是过于我所能当的。
And he said there was more than what I could bear.
当然，我们不能说所有的苦难都是犯罪的结果。
Of course, we cannot say that all suffering is a consequence of sin.
我们也不能说所有的审判都是上帝犯，都是人犯罪而来。
And we cannot say that all judgments come from our own sins.
但我们却可以肯定，一个人的犯罪必然从神那里得到公义的审判而受苦。
But also one thing that we know is that if we sin.We will receive punishment from the Lord.
十三节到第十五节，看见第三方面是人的心里就永不得安宁。
So from verses 13 to 15, we could see that there would be no peace in a person's heart.
原来杀人的
，and those who murder.
现在怕人杀他。
Is afraid the murderer is afraid of being murdered now.
该隐不是杀了他的兄弟吗
？Didn't Cain kill his brother?
现在他自己心中害怕。
But now he's afraid in his heart.
那这是一个不愿和神和人和好的标志。
And this is a mark of a person who is not willing to reconcile with others.
一个人他心中没有和平，是在过一种慢性的自杀日子。
For a person who does not have peace in their heart, he is going through a very slow suicide.
如果你心中忧愁
，if you are worry in your heart,
苦毒
，and you have hatred,
怨恨
，and then you feel envy and
嫉妒
，jealousy.
那这些事情会慢慢的在你心中吞噬你，直到最后把你吞噬完了为止。
These kind of things will be slowly swallowing you up until you're all swallowed up.
很多时候我们说一句谎话，要有很多的话来遮掩。
Sometimes we tell one lie, and then we have to cover this one lie with many other lies.
但你明白吗？很多时候我们也是一次变脸花怒。
But a lot of times you need to understand that it's because of one time that your face turned color and you got angry.
你要用多少的精神、多少的时间来应付、来弥补
？And you have to use so much more energy and so much more time to kind of correct the mistake.
这是得不偿失
And this is not worth it.
而且那种精神是相当大的耗费
And then what the consequence that you would be deeply regret
中国人说破镜难以重圆
And a Chinese saying that the broken mirror cannot be made complete again
你要再把它缝补好仍然有那个裂缝在
Even if you patch it together it still had a crack
所以当我们在要被罪恶所缠的时候让我们再说
So when a time that you are about to be overcome by sin, let's say again.
那个时刻我们需要做什么
？In this moment, what should we do?
属灵的深呼吸。
Take a spiritual deep breath.
然后告诉自己。
And tell yourself.
怎么样
？Take it easy.
Take it easy. 第四方面在十六节。
In the fourth aspect, in verse 16.
和神和人没有和平解决的结果，会遭到驱逐出境的命运。
If we do not have peace with men, we do not have peace with the Lord, what would happen was that we will be exiled.
所谓遭到驱逐出境的命运是表明神的耶和华的面耶和华的保护会遭到耶和华全面的放逐
Being cast out, being exiled was because the Lord's presence is turned away from us.
那当然这里提到神的保守因此神的平安神的同在因此就离开了
And so the Lord's safekeeping, the protection from the Lord, will also depart from us.
弟兄姐妹们
So brothers and sisters.
所以我们学习这样的一个属灵功课
So let's learn this spiritual lesson.
我们学习在我们的精神上靠着神的帮助靠着圣灵进到我们心里面我们学习放轻松
So depending on relying on the Lord and also relying on the Holy Spirit,We should take it easy.
下一次当你要发怒的时候
Next time when you're about to get angry
当你正要开始跟你的另一半要吵架的时候
When you're getting ready to have a fight with your spouse
当你要用你的手指着别人要说长道短的时候
When you start fingers down to point and you start to criticize
当你心里面的嫉妒心里面的不满要爆炸的时候
When the unfairness is, the hatred is going to explode in your heart
当你正要气愤不平的时候
When you just feel so unfair.
你需要做什么？
What should you do?
属灵的深呼吸。
Take a spiritual deep breath.
因为那个罪就伏在门前，我们可以制服他的。
Because a sin is crouching at the door, but we have the power to master it.
然后你告诉你自己说。
So you tell yourself.
放轻松点。
Take it easy.
你脸一笑，你心情一轻松，那个观念自然被神控制就走了。
So you smile, you have a little smile, and then your attitude is being captured by the Lord.
因为我们明白，我们不能被环境所胜。
Because we understand that we cannot be overcome by circumstances.
在那个时刻，我们需要体会到罪它的狡猾，罪的破坏力。
At that time, you need to understand the craftiness of sin and the destruction of sin.
在那个时刻，我们也可以明白，我们有制服这个罪的能力。
And at that time, you need to understand that we have the power to overcome sin.
靠着属灵的深呼吸，神进来，圣灵工作，我们就放轻松。我们就逃过那个罪伏在我们门前的那个危机。
Relying on the spiritual deep breath, so that the Holy Spirit can enter into us, and then we.
这样你就可以避免走上该隐的道路。
So that we can avoid walking the same path as Cain.
不要咒诅。
So do not curse.
只要祝福。
Only bless.
好，我们做一个祷告。
So let's pray.
主耶稣，谢谢你借着创世纪第四章这个信息帮助我们。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving us this message from Genesis chapter 4.
让我们常常经历上帝的信实和同在。
Help us to continuously experience your presence.
人生的处境太多，也太复杂。
There are so many dealings and encounters in our lives.
我们何等需要你。
We need you so much indeed.
该隐的道路是我们当隐为戒禁的。
We need to learn from the lessons from Cain.
愿你掌管我们。
So Lord, take control of us.
帮助我们学习做属灵的深呼吸。
Help us to take this spiritual deep breath.
遇到试探的时候，
when we're faced with temptation,
遇到撒旦攻击的时候，
when we're being attacked by Satan,
我们愿意告诉自己说，让主你自己来做主。
Let's help us, Lord, to be able to say to ourselves, "Help us, Lord."
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.